you know, saying they were going to build. Well, they are tearing down. They tore down everything around there. Mm-hmm. Well, bless her heart, she got out and had a garden, you know, and did this and that and the other. And they told her that the only place she wouldn't go live with any of her children, and the only place they had for her was down in this Butler Terrace. And the first night she was down there, this the woman across the street from her shot another one right there.
My goodness, what a Christmas.
It was so, honestly, so I told her, I said, now, so she says, well, I told her I had forgotten about her her methods of doing things. And what one of the cutest things, though, I think she does, she has gotten two of these life-size dolls.
Mm-hmm.
She goes out and takes them out of the garbage cans and dresses them up. You know, she'll find things that people throw away, and she has a house full of dolls.
Wow.
But she has these two little life-size Negro dolls. And she's gotten to where when she leaves the house, she'll go in and put those dolls up in the window like they're looking out the window. She says that folks think there's somebody there because they see that well, honestly, when you're away from the window, does look like children, you know, looking out the window. So she just puts those dolls up in her window.
Well, you know, they sell, or they used to sell, inflatable life-size men. Did a woman, if she had to drive,
had to drive,
put it in the
that's
car
right.
and look like a man riding with it?
Yes, you see them advertised in these little magazines, you know, Sunset magazines and Hanover House and all that. They'll, well, it might not be a bad idea.
No, I can see that it would be. In some areas, especially, it would be a good idea.
Because, as I said, it's gotten to the point where, well, it's just unsafe for anybody to drive, really. I tell you.
You never know what's going on.
But anyway, speaking of the flood, so I finally did. Claude went down there three different times the other morning to tell her to come out here and iron for me. So we went real early, you know, and she wasn't there. So finally, he left a message. One of her grandsons happened to be over there the third time he went, and she wasn't there, so he told him to tell Belle to call me. Well, she did, and I said, where in the world have you been? Oh, Miss Elizabeth, I've just been running around. I said, yes, I know you've just been running around. I know exactly what you've been doing. And I said, but I wanted to know I thought maybe you'd gotten washed away. She says, no, but I got scared to death. I said, I imagine you did. And she laughed and she says, you know, she said, I heard all this hollering and carrying on and this loud talking, and said, I got up and I ran to the window and I looked out and said the water was all over my front yard. And said they was telling everybody to get out of the houses. And it came up so suddenly, so she said that when she got out and stepped out into the street, that the water was way up around here. But fortunately, their doorstep is up. It's just a step up good from the sidewalk, you know. But she said by the time it got to her house, it never did get up in the house, because she has another step up that has to come up into that. But it got over the floor, over the front porch. But she walked out, and of course did at night in the dark, you know. And she says, I got me a stick, Miss Elizabeth, and I was measuring the water. And I said, when it got up to a certain place, I was going to get out of there. So she did. And she started up the street, and one of her neighbors, who had a son and saw Belle coming up the street, and she recognized her. And she says, you go get her right quick and don't let her fall.